Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
She put what on Instagram? He left her for who? They're in rehab again? It's The Daily Dish with Anna and Raven on Star 99.9.
This was the reaction at Kelly and Michael when they announced that tomorrow would be Michael Strahan's last day.
Mm. Boo!
And Michael Strahan just stood there awkwardly the whole time.
I'm still here.
Right. Somebody yelled out in the crowd, "We still love you, Kelly." Like, of course, she's like, "Yeah, all right." And we've been talking about this off the air because they did announce that her first guest co-host will be Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
You know, who knows if he's going to be up for the job permanently or
I don't think
or
he
not.
Really wants that job, and I don't think ABC wants him to take that job. They have a successful late night show, and it's been forever that they've been in search of that. So.
Right. But Kelly Ripa did give an interview to People Magazine talking about the whole experience. And again, she continued to stress that this is more about communication in the workplace. And the reason why she didn't want Michael Strahan to stay through the summer is because she needed somebody in the seat as soon as possible, and she didn't want to lose all that time.
Listen, I think all that is valid, and I think that no question about it, this could have been handled differently, and it's an awkward situation for two people. But I'm just going to say, like I said off the air, is I think Kelly Ripa's kind of, I don't know if she's being nice in this,
you
in this
called,
regard.
You said she's kind of acting like a baby.
I said she was acting like a jerk, more specifically, is that right, I think that she's kind of taking it further than she needs to. So I get it. You feel betrayed. You should have that information up front. But again, you're talking about negotiations with the CEO of Disney that owns ABC, that owns basically everything on the planet. I mean, we don't know what that guy is like. We don't know what those conversations were like with Michael Strahan. Clearly, they told Michael Strahan, "You do not say anything until we say something at this meeting." Do I think that Strahan should have said something? I think when you're working with somebody so close every day, you should at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if we believe the rumors about what their relationship has really been like, I don't know that you would be able to do that with that CEO doing it. And from what I've heard, how she's been doing it after.
I disagree with everything you just said. You know what? When you're betrayed like that, it brings up the truth of the matter is that the workplace becomes a second home. And when something like that happens, it hurts. And she's not. If she wants to complain for a while, complain for a while. It's all right.
I think that Kelly Ripa is not the only person with feelings.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is Michael Strahan also probably has feelings. Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's funny, though, because if you watch him, he just sits there awkwardly with a goofy smile.
Handling it as best he can. He just don't say anything, Mike.
Talk about random things going on. How about the fact that Serena Williams, tennis superstar, seems like an incredibly intelligent woman, did this?
I put some in his bowl. I'm like, what the heck? I'm going to try a piece. It looks good. So I eat a spoonful. Don't judge me. I ate a spoonful. Let's fast forward to 2 hours. I just ran to the toilet like I thought I was going to pass out. I mean, it did taste weird, like the house cleaner kind of thing. I don't know what they put in these dog food. So now I feel really sick. It was just a spoonful.
Why would you eat your dog food? Why would you eat your dog's dog food?
I know the gourmet is made to look like human food, but it's still not human food. And to hear that it tastes like cleaner, I'll never feed it to my dog now.
Yeah, but will you try Barkley's food from now on?
No.
Once?
Never.
Come on, let's just see.
I mush it like a baby's. Like, I got to make sure it's not too hot
and
when I microwave it.
A little taste?
But no.
No?
No.